This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ridiculous. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of that. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. We're all here to do your bidding for you because we know you're not as clever, you're not as much fun. You just don't have it like we do.
So I'm not as much fun. I'm a lot of fun.
I'm talking about the people who are listening. Listen to us.
Why would you say that?
Because they live vicariously.
No, they have fun, too. We just add a dimension to their lives.
They have real lives. They don't have to get up at 4 in the morning.
No, is that what it is? I see. Okay. So here's a study.
We have people telephone.
What do you mean we don't have fun? We have plenty of fun.
A doctor has revealed in a study why marriage is bad for women.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know marriage has been shown to increase the life expectancy of men but decrease the life expectancy of women?
Yeah.
Marriage bad for women. Twice as many women as men file for divorce. Women are unhappy, and if they're in unhappy marriages, they're more likely than men to suffer physically. Men in the same situation don't. Women do. Story, let's see here. This is a gynecologist named Dr. James Schaller explaining that there are a lot of men who place their career ahead of their marriage. Duh. This guy who had to write a book to explain that.
Rocket scientist.
There he is. This guy is really on top of it. Why don't men understand or care about the needs of the women they're married to? I believe that is the $64 question, is it not? Or maybe a little bit more than the $64 question. Every once in a while I come upon these books. You know, Richie and I get 40, 50 books a week to come across our desk, and most of it's trash.
I don't get anything.
You're lucky.
God, yeah, you don't have to have so much in your
garden.
Nobody
gives
me
anything.
You should see the stuff that I have packed up. I'm looking across the hallway from my studio into the room where we piled
up
all the stuff.
In the fireplace?
Goodwill is coming on Friday. There are 54 boxes of books that I never have touched, and I just kept them. I didn't ever read them, so we're all going to go along with the old pots and pans and a lot of clothes. It just is amazing the stuff that I found that I didn't use. Meredith's been telling me this for years, but now...
Don't use Goodwill.
Why?
Go to Purple Heart.
Really?
Yeah, no, Salvation Army.
Or Salvation Army, yeah.
All right.
Call and cancel Goodwill.
I will. All right. I'll call it.
Just call Salvation Army.
Salvation Army.
Yeah, like 95% of the proceeds go to help somebody with the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Like 5% of the proceeds
go with Goodwill.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Okay. I should have known that, Richie. Thank you. Thank you, Roberta. California lawmakers this week have agreed to raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Yeah, that's it for California.
See you later, alligator.
Everybody's moving there.
So they can lose their job or not get a job? If this law passes, this is, by the way, in terms of economy, the state of California is economically the most powerful state in our country. And if they implement this wage floor, other states are going to feel like they have to. Already, people up in Seattle, for Washington, Portland, for Oregon, are looking at this bill. The deal was struck after campaigners succeeded in getting a referendum on raising the minimum wage onto the ballot in November. The referendum has a good chance of passing. 68% of Californians say they favor the increase. The raise is the largest win for this group called Fight for 15, which doesn't, when asked questions, this is all, by the way, they're all fast food workers. So what is so plain, it's like the nose on a horse's face or whatever. You don't get that the companies making automation equipment, robots, are going to take over these restaurants.
And by the way, the people those robots who are taking your job, they make $20 an hour. How do you like that for irony?
It's just so foolish. And they say, wow, this is great for society.
Come on. Follow this. Think about this. What I just said, the people making the robots are making $20, $25 an hour, right?
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're working in the manufacturing, good jobs, right?
Yeah.
We are replacing McDonald's cashier jobs that make $7-$8 an hour with $25 an hour robotics manufacturing jobs. It's a win-win.
Yeah, so all the people wearing McDonald's are going to go work on the robotics assembly line.
No, they're out of work.
Well, no, but I mean,
somebody else is getting made on the robotic line.
The robots are going to get made on assembly lines.
Yeah,
like everything else, though. Maybe they just
some other smart person who isn't whining about not making enough money went and got a real job, and they're making enough money.
Well, working in a fast food restaurant is a real job.
It's a real job, but if you're going to sit there and whine about it and not better yourself to make more money,
well,
you get what you get.
What you get is a lot of people who are laboring here in this country, who they're not legal, they don't speak the language. I mean, going to certain restaurants, I don't go to McDonald's or Burger King, but I went into a Wendy's not long ago. There wasn't one person in there who could really understand what I was saying. They ask you in broken English, they pick a number. No, they want you to pick a number off the wall. Look up in the sign, what number you want?
Can we say that? Can I hear that again?
What number you want?
You will eat this and you will like it.
Would you like a double with that? Fries and a shake, please?
You want cheese
Where
on
did you
it?
Get that? Stop it.
What you want for your dinner?
Oh, okay. My goodness.
We sound like a bunch of...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we do. All right, 13.
We're supporting Donald Trump.
Now, would you stop it? All right, let's get to what you need to know. The key to living a better life is how well the blood flows around your body to your.
She's deep breathing. She's not yawning.
What?
Don't worry.
What?
No. Are you sure she wasn't?
What?
No, she was deep breathing.
What?
He heard you go. While he was talking about something very interesting.
Wow, Super Beats is very important. Roberto always goes, where's my freestyle? All right, so then don't be yawning while I'm talking about Super Beats. Professional athletes, Olympic athletes, swear by Super Beats to improve their stamina, their endurance. Imagine what Super Beats can do for you. Super Beats have been shown to increase your energy, support blood pressure, provide great sources for antioxidants to get into your system. It tastes great, helps with your circulation. You got trouble with circulation in your legs? Do what Levi Howard, who listens to us up in Alaska, he wrote me, said his feet used to swell and hurt. Not anymore since he started using Super Beats. This is the way to get the blood flowing. What the nitric oxide does that comes from the beets opens up the arteries, gets the blood around to all parts of your body. So not only does it bring down the blood pressure that's too high if you have that problem and keep it where it's supposed to be, but it also it gets everything else working so much better. Researchers call beets the superfood. And once you taste it, take your Neo 40 capsules. I just took mine a few minutes ago, and it does. I didn't need it earlier, but I was slowing down.
I took mine earlier, yeah.
Yeah, you need it. And so later on in the day, the related corresponding product, Super Beats, you put a teaspoon of that in 4 ounces of water, drink it, get that boost that lasts for the rest of the day. So start your day with Neo 40, which is Super Beats in a capsule. Stick it in your mouth. It dissolves and is absorbed immediately into your system. So you've got that rah, 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 get up and go, which some people think they need to have a cup of coffee for. No. You got this. You'll be satisfied. You'll love it. It'll restore your blood pressure to a healthy level. Swelling in your feet goes away. You will be reordering this product. Well, okay, Doug, that's fine. How do I order it to begin with? Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to Doug likes beats.com. Get the book Beat the Odds. That comes free with your order. You'll get an extra month. You buy three, you'll get four, actually. That's a good deal. 800-655-4183. The whole thing is a good deal all the way around. So don't let another moment go by, another day go by, without feeling your best and getting the best sort of nutrition for your blood system. It's Super Beats, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe responsibly.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you think about using an umbrella, you think they're a pretty simple, basic thing, right?
For some people.
What do you mean?
People really struggle with an umbrella.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I saw this poor staff the other day, man.
Poor staff's a little button if you can find it.
It was all broken up.
Umbrella technology hasn't advanced much in our lifetime. Acceptance of them. Men used to not use umbrellas because they didn't think it was manly to use an umbrella.
I'd rather get wet.
First guy who ever used one was a man named Jonas Hanway in England. The people that got to him, amazing folks on the street. According to the Magazine of American History, umbrellas in the time when he lived were regarded as a sign of femininity. You were effeminate if you used umbrellas. Yeah, right now. But I think we've evolved a bit. I use them. Umbrellas are not just protection from the elements.
It depends.
Sort of a mark of style, though. They're,
what do you mean? You don't use an umbrella, Rich?
Sometimes. If it's raining hard enough.
Before anyone asks, a good day.
December 7th.
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Songs from this week in 1990 now in review here on the Good Day program. First one up is the number five song from this week in 1990 by Lisa Stansfield called All Around the World. Craig, this is sort of familiar territory.
Oh, I remember the song.
Bro, do you remember the song?
No. Yeah, vaguely, vaguely. Yeah.
You never did me wrong. I was the one.
Oftentimes, especially with artists like this that are not well known, if the song doesn't ring an immediate bell, we tend not to put it in perspective. This is not one of those songs that grabbed.
This was on my band when I used to go mountain biking.
Really?
Is it really?
No. No, of course not. All right, so that's number five.
It's a girly song.
To give Lisa her due. Number four this week in 1990 belonged to Tommy Paine. This you remember. I'll be your everything.
Your everything. I'll be your everything.
Michael Jackson.
Guys,
if Michael Jackson were alive, he'd slap you right now.
Oh, sorry. Jennifer probably likes this. Okay, so that was number four. Number three, we can. Although this isn't a bad. I'm not a big fan of Phil Collins. This is not a bad song. Get him an umbrella. You think he's man enough to use an umbrella?
I think so.
Phil Collins? Because you gotta be. That's, I mean, that's the story we were talking about umbrellas. It's very manly now to carry an umbrella. Many women think it's sexy. So you remember I Wish It Would Rain Down on Me? That's the number three song this week in 1990, Phil Collins. Here's a song that I absolutely adore. I do. This woman...
I don't doubt you.
This woman is fantastic. Big voice, she had beautiful hair, very statuesque looking woman. Her name is Taylor Dane. And she could really... Not as good as Whitney Houston, but you know how to belt the songs out. All right, Richie, what do you mean? Crank this up, will you please?
Chick song.
So, what's wrong with that? I'm in touch with my feminine side. Roberto, you like
Ireland?
Yeah.
I like this one.
All right, number one.
Not really.
is Alana Miles. Number one this week in 1990, Black Velvet. That guitar, Ricky.
I like it. That bluesy acoustic guitar.
Yeah. I've never heard music like a heat wave. Wild lightning. All right, so there it is. We've reviewed the top five songs for you from this week in 1990. It's about 27 and change after the hour here on Good Day. Tidbit here from the concert on Monday night. The boss, Roberta, she's the boss, is entertaining the audience, and all of a sudden his mom comes up on stage. She's 90 years old. What did you see, Roberta?
He walked over to her. She was sitting on the side of the stage there, you know, in the audience.
How often do you see her?
I've sat next to her a couple of times.
Have you?
I've sat behind her. Yeah, she's.
Is that her in the picture in the light blue dress?
Yes.
Turquoise glasses?
I thought she got a 50-foot restraining order.
That's it. For 90 years old. At one point, she was standing up, boogieing, basically by herself, and she looks around in the section like nobody else is standing up, and she's trying to get people to stand up, and she finally sat down. She said, I give up. She's his biggest fan. Let me tell you, she rocks and rolls.
How often do you see her at the concerts?
Most of the New York-based, New Jersey-based ones, she'll come.
Her name is Adele.
Adele, yes.
Yeah. She danced the night away. The real Adele.
So her son came up, and then they usually shake their booty at the end of the song.
Yeah.
He whispered to her to bend over and shake it.
Isn't that neat?
He did that.
Isn't that neat? Good for him. Half past the hour on Good Day.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
December 7th,
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The living room. All the way over there.
Here, there, and everywhere. 33 after the hour. Good day time. This is, yes, the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, all here to learn how to ignore everything. It's a study out this week.
Yeah.
Found that learning to ignore things is a powerful tool.
It is.
Can help you focus. Listen to the people that work with me. They ignore me
right.
All the time.
Okay, attention to you.
Really easy.
Researchers found that being given information about what to ignore will slow down your response time. When they weren't told what to ignore, people quickly learned what information to ignore, and they were able to accomplish their tasks faster than the other group. Researchers suggest that when you're trying to concentrate, you ought to stop and acknowledge what's distracting you. Uh-huh. Like somebody yawning that's working with me on the air. And then make a concerted effort to block out. Concerted effort to just block out Roberta, just block her out. That's all.
I do that well, too.
Studies suggest that this may be a process you can learn to do better the more you practice it. So, let's see. How can we practice ignoring what other people are saying? Isn't that, it's just the opposite, the antithesis of what most people tell you. You have to pay more attention to those who are sensitive.
You've got to have a filter of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much information and so much stimulus in your day, every single day.
Yep.
You have to be able to filter out the garbage.
Yep. Lots of garbage around. Speaking of that, the story from Savannah, Georgia, where school officials have banned lewd gestures and vulgar movements from school performances in response to complaints that some cheerleading and dance routines have become too sexy.
Yeah.
The school board unanimously voted...
Saying
the policy strikes a balance by answering offended parents without setting strict standards that put the board in a role of the morality police. Board member Jesse Deloche said it wasn't like it was widespread. It's just some people, because of their religion, may be embarrassed by some of the things they see.
We were at a local high school football game last year. And I got to tell you, if that was my daughter down there in front of the whole crowd, Jordan,
you don't want to do that. You're
shaking shaking what she's
like
got.
Like Bruce's mother was at the concert the other night.
I mean, you know, most of it was fine, but there was a couple of things where I was like, well, that was a pretty sensual move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
All right, so here's another spin sort of on the same thing. Or the same type of thing. This is from Kansas, where a library recently canceled a reading of books because of complaints about the content. This has been going on in Kansas and also Jacksonville, Florida, where children have to present parental permission slips to read certain books at the library because of their quote-unquote magical content.
Huh?
Here's a lady
Harry
named
Potter books.
Yeah. Oh, Satan is up to his old tricks again. And the main focus of these books is the children of the world. The whole purpose of these Potter books is to desensitize readers and introduce them to the occult.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's see here. David Bay, Rich, you can check him out. He's a self-described Christian investigator. He's got a drawing that shows a boy reading a Potter book while sitting on the lap of a demon that pierces his skull.
Seriously?
Harry Potter conditions children to think of witchcraft as harmless and even fun. That way, when they read Antichrist arrives on the scene, they'll be preconditioned to accept him. When the real Antichrist arrives on the scene.
Seriously?
So this is... these people also, if you look at Bay's background, Richie, you'll see he denounces Catholicism, Mormonism, and secular life in general as evil conspiracies. Church-going parents will prejudice the books without reading them. She thinks most children won't be harmed as long as parents help them understand the difference between fantasy and reality. So says someone who's not in favor of doing this in school. So it's an ongoing conversation, I think. I think Roberta and I would agree. It seems rather backwards.
Yeah, you think?
Dana Carvey and the church lady. Wow, wasn't that special?
You think?
All right, yesterday, actually this week, has there been a couple of rulings this week on unionism and what it does for the union members. And so when you hear the story about the Supreme Court vote 4-4, another tie, another case that stays where it was, and in this circumstance, because the vote was 4-4, the lower court ruling stands. The case brought by a group of California teachers who are challenging their law that requires them to pay collective bargaining fees to the union, even if they don't belong to the union. Collective bargaining benefits everybody, so said the unions, so you need to pay up. And they said, no, we don't want to pay up because we don't belong to the union. You want to take the pay? Well, there isn't a separate pay scale for union versus non-union. Everybody gets paid the same. I remember having this exact argument when I was teaching school in Framingham. I was anti-union. I was 21 years old. I didn't want anything to do with it. I'm not joining. Well, by the time these teachers worked on me, and they were old teachers that I'd had when I was in school. I was working with teachers who taught me 10 years before, and they sat me down and taught me a little lesson in life.
This is how it works.
That's exactly what they said. So by the time the meeting was over, I was the union rep. Anyway, So is this right or wrong? If you don't want to belong to a union, why do you have to belong to a union? If Scalia had been alive, this would not have gone this way. He would have voted against the unions. That would have been the end of the story. So if for no other reason... Well, what? He would have voted for it. You know he would have.
Right. But
of course, so then it would have been different.
Anything that's a 4-4, he wouldn't have been able to sway it because it was obviously...
It would have been 5-4. He voted on the side that didn't want the unions to have to require people
so
to join.
So there's only 8 now.
Right.
So anything that comes up in a 4-4 tie, and he would have been the swing vote, wouldn't
have gone this
come
way.
Up anyway. So either they had well enough votes without him to pass it is the only way that it passes right now.
I don't know what you're saying.
So it's 4-4, so it had to be a 5-3 vote, at least.
How do you mean? Well, you mean to overturn?
Anything with a tie
right now
gets pushed aside until next year. Right now,
well,
because they don't have the deciding.
In this case, they can bring it back again. Teachers can bring it back again if they get somebody else on. But this is an argument for having that ninth member on the Supreme Court.
Because anything that's a 4-4 and needs to become a 5-4,
it's going
to
come back again.
What you don't have is going to come back again.
It's all going to come back again. All right. So there is now an even keel left. And right-leaning justices, and so nothing's going to get done. That's why...
Right. So, well, Scalia wouldn't have made a difference in this if it passed.
Yes, he would have, Rich. It would have been 5-4 had he been there. Of course he would have made a difference. How do you figure he wouldn't have made a difference?
What was the vote?
4-4.
So then it didn't pass.
No, it stays where it is.
Right.
When that all the 4-4, there's another ruling last week.
Okay.
Same thing.
Okay.
It's all going to come back again when they get another member. So all this time and effort is being wasted because of politics. Because they don't want to. Republicans don't want to hear from. Give me a new member of the Supreme Court. So why don't they just shut the damn Supreme Court down? Send them home for the rest of the year and be done with it. Because all we're going to do is get more of this.
Well, because of all of the 5-3 and the 5-2 and the 6-2 or whatever votes that are going to happen where Scalia wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah.
Those can still go through.
Well, but but you don't get there until you've actually acted upon or taken the vote. That was all I like work. In a moment, the rarest and most unusual baby names, the ones that you can pick from that'll make your child stand out.
Dudley
might be one of them.
Yeah.
Meredith's just got a new horse, and his name is Heinrich.
Heinrich.
And we were talking about changing the name, and I suggested Dudley. She didn't go for that.
Really? Gee, I wonder why.
Well, she bought a Nazi horse.
She said it would be most of the really good performing horses are from Europe. They're not from here. There are very few really good accomplished horses that are born and bred in this country. They all come from Europe. But she didn't. That was not what she chose. She said, I don't want them to be calling him Dud. And the horses would be a dud, you get it? Nobody calls me Dud, but there are people whose name is Dudley. I mean, that's what I got when I was a kid. Oh, Dudley, ha ha, Dudley do right, ha ha ha, oh, you're a dud, ha 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 ha. So,
if anybody calls me Fascinating Fascinelli one more time, I'm going to hit them.
Well, you can't hit me because I'm a ways away from you. But I have called you that on occasion.
Makes me crazy.
43. Well, that's good because you made everybody else crazy. 43 after the hour on Good Day.
Calling all autocross enthusiasts. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say?
If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potential
potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, so we have a list posted at DougStefan.com of the most rare and unusual baby names. So we're going to go through them so you could maybe pick one out as a parent or a grandparent giving a suggestion. This is, by the way, a survey of 340,000 new parents. 43% of those surveyed reported liking unusual names like Alabama. This is a girl's name, Bentley with two E's. Let's see here, Chi-Chi, D-M, D-I-E-M, Esma. Let's see, Heavenly, Indigo, Lyric, L-Y-R-I-K, Messiah.
Who would do that?
Monet.
I've heard that.
You have?
Yeah.
Primrose.
That one I haven't heard.
Haven't heard that one? Here's a rare...
Primrose.
Yeah. Twinkle.
Seriously?
Some Primrose? Of the rare boy names. Apollo. Aristotle.
Apollo Creed.
Cedar. Everest. Frazier.
Cedar's last name, Closet.
Griffin. Funny, Richie. Funny boy.
Seriously?
Jedi. Kirk.
Jedi.
Orson. Pie. Xander, Werner, Rockwell, Quest, Go get your blood tested there. 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Glasses are pointed in that direction. 53 after. It's Tech Talk time now with Greg Stebbin, who is the political and financial editor, also technology editor.
Yes, all
at Merriman's Health Magazine. They had to cut the staff down, so now Greg's in charge of sports.
Doug. You can't say that.
I can't even.
Hey, it's not true. About it.
No. I'm just teasing. I'm a teaser, you know. I'm a teaser.
That's helpful.
I don't want you to lose your job, though, on my account.
That's right.
All right.
Along with cutting the staff at the Doug Stephan Show.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Got a bag in your hand because you're also cleaning the bathroom.
I use a brush, though, to clean the bathroom. That's technology. Isn't it amazing, though? Just as an aside, you bring up something very interesting. We're all in this big tech world that we live in. We still use a fiber brush to clean out the toilet. How else would you? There's some electrified
brushes.
There's
no app for that, is what
No, there's no app for cleaning
your
toilet.
No, actually, there is.
Is there?
And it's been around a long time. There's a $5,000 toilet that comes from a Japanese company, and it, among other things, it cleans itself. It also plays your music. Eats you.
Eats you?
Right
places?
Yes, absolutely. It rinses you if you put oils in. Oh, this is all true.
Really? It's like a bidet for men and women together.
And people who have these report that friends don't want to use them because it's almost like too personal of an experience.
By the way, is it warm water or cold water that comes out with
you? I'm sure that you can prefer the exact temperature.
Can you set it for whatever you want?
I'm sure you can. And if you want to change your mind, I'm sure you can just sit there with your phone and make that change.
Well, after.
So there is an app for that.
Okay, good. Look at how exciting this has become already.
And didn't we expect to be talking about that?
No, we didn't. All right, so let's talk about Facebook testing this feature that alerts you if somebody is impersonating your account. You got notified that you were close to Pakistan. This is maybe the best example of how this worked. Listen to what Greg's story is with a bunch of other people, too.
Yeah, well, I was with some friends over the weekend, and I got this notification from Facebook saying, were you near the explosion? And, of course, we all panicked. Huh? And, you know, someone ran to the TV and someone ran to a computer and someone pulled out their phone. And we're all going to the local news sites and we're thinking, what exploded? What exploded? Are we near the explosion? The explosion was in Pakistan.
Uh-huh.
And apparently I was not the only one to get this false notification, which shows you the power of those kinds of notifications in an emergency system.
Yeah.
But it can also create a panic when a bug happens, which is what happened.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it was kind of cool. Yesterday with that hijacking of the plane, the pictures that came out of it, the guy was just looking to get back with his ex-wife, but the whole business about terrorism, and then you see some of the pictures that come from inside the plane, and we never would have had that before. Instant pictures, you could never have seen that sort of thing going on in a circumstance like that. I think it's kind of cool.
It's amazing, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. You want to do the FBI and Apple first, or Google and Instagram first? Which would you prefer here? Take your poison.
Well, the Google story is that Google is rolling out in fiber cities, of which I am in one, Raleigh, North Carolina. We're soon to have Google Fiber.
Right.
You will not only be able to have uber fast internet service, but you'll also have what's being called Google Fiber Phone. Google Fiber Landline. Sorry, it's a lot of words. Google's Fiber Landline Phone. But I really want to caution people to understand that when, in today's world, when people call a phone a landline phone, it is not actually a landline phone.
No.
Because a landline phone, it has land associated with it. There's a cable that runs under the land.
Yes.
It's a phone to you.
So Dish TV, you can get a landline, and I'm going to speak.
Well, right, and it's really, what they really mean is there's a phone like you used to have with a, you know, you punch the buttons and you hold the receiver up.
Yeah.
That's what they mean by landline phone, but it is actually a web-based phone that goes through the cloud.
More lying corporate,
It's just a redefinition because of technology. You know, very few people have landlines today. I have one.
I do, too. I have several, as a matter of fact.
But I have one because I use it to talk to people on the radio. And it's
like
more viable.
Yeah, that's right.
It's you.
All right, let's talk about the FBI's retreat. The case before them going to court yesterday, the Israeli firm that helped the FBI crack the cell phone, yada, 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 yada.
Well, I thought they were having a retreat.
Right.
Like in a campground.
So what happens to that case now?
Well, the thing is, it doesn't go away. And as some have suggested, this was always about, for Apple, getting one case forward where they could push the company to create a backdoor so that they could use it as a precedent.
Right.
It doesn't mean they're not going to continue to pursue some company to do that.
They're wrong. We're right. They're wrong. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine here on Technology on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.